Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is July 11th. Yeah, it's 7-11. Ooh, feel like a Slurpee now. 2017, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Microsoft has announced Microsoft 365, basically making it a way for businesses to purchase Office and Windows bundled together. Now, we all know that before Office 365, Windows 10, they were sold to businesses in so many different ways. But now Microsoft 365 Enterprise combines Office 365, Windows 10 Enterprise, and Microsoft Enterprise all into one single subscription. Now, as far as 365 Business, which will actually debut to public preview on August 2nd, it will include Office 365 Business Premium, along with those security and management features for Office apps and Windows 10 devices. Are you as confused as I am? I'm sort of confused too. Basically, I think in the whole level of things, Microsoft has bundled stuff together to make it easier for you. Although it just doesn't really look like that on the surface. Surface, get it? There's a pun. iPhone 8, here comes another rumor, although this one could be true, about a new color. I would tend to believe it, because it seems like anytime we get a newer iPhone, they always seem to kind of sneak in a new color, thinking, you'll have to buy that one, that way people know you've got the new phone. But regardless, it will be available in 4 colors, including a new, as the rumor says, mirror-like option. Other than that, we don't really know jack crap about it. As we said, though, this completely contradicts what our main man, Ming, we always talk about Ming on this show. He actually said that there'll be fewer colors than the usual that we see. Personally, right now, it's been a little BS. Do you love the sound of your own voice? Would you like to hear it give you turn-by-turn directions? I certainly wouldn't want to hear mine do that. Well, if you want to, you can now do it in Waze. Now, I know people are saying that was already available on Android. Well, now it comes to iOS. Yes, version 4.26 of the app now has appeared in the App Store and will allow iOS users to record your own voice to guide you through your journey. Once you get that app updated or downloaded, all you got to do is go into Waze's advanced settings, hit the sound and voice option, then tap voice directions. That'll take you to another screen where you can start recording to your heart's content. So instead of hearing make or right, now you can tell yourself make or right, dumbass. And finally, radiation. Yeah, something I don't really want to be exposed to. How about you? You ever sit there and wonder how much radiation I actually am exposed to every day and just don't know it? Well, if you've wondered how much you're actually exposed to, let's just break it down. Do you live 50 miles from a nuclear power plant? Chances are you got a little bit of it. Not going to kill you, but you got a little bit of it. Did you go to the airport today? Did you go through that scanner? Yep, you got zapped with a little bit of radiation. Did you happen to have an x-ray today? Well, guess what? You got yourself another dose of radiation. Again, not going to kill you as long as you don't keep getting them and getting them and getting them and getting them and getting them. That wouldn't be good. But here's one that may surprise you. Did you eat a banana today? Oh yeah, I said banana. Seems bananas, have a tiny bit of radiation to them. No, nothing that's gonna kill you, so eat your bananas. You can even eat 10 of them, you'll be fine. Probably. Maybe your stomach wouldn't be, but you'd be fine. But who knew? Bananas, radiation. Makes me want to have an apple now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, you hear me talk about our website all the time. Heck, if you've been over there or go over there, why don't you consider going up to that little support us tab? Yeah. If you love what we're doing here at the British Tech Network, we really would love your support. So many ways you can do it. One of the best ways is through our Patreon fund. Actually, if you think about it, it's really just amazing. If everybody gave $1 that downloads this show, it would completely take care of BTN's operating costs all year long. So if you do love what we do here at the BTN Network, please, we really could use your donation. And as I always say, for those of you who are supporting us, we really, really thank you so much for your support. Also, Facebook page, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger and our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us if you haven't already. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, more than likely, will be back for your Wednesday installment. We get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, did you bring a banana with you to work?
Oh my God!
No, you'll be fine. Have yourself a great Tuesday. Thank you very much, as always, for listening.
Oh, that's just so serenity.
La 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 la.
Is this thing ever gonna shut up?